We are back on the game. I said earlier I hate everything about the big national story today, which is the Chargers moving to L.A. I can imagine how tough that is for a city like San Diego to have your favorite team taken away. I believe we kicked this around when the Raiders were talking about moving to Vegas, which obviously those talks still continue. And when the Rams said they were moving to L.A., that like the only thing I can really comprehend in a similar situation is having K-State move somehow, or maybe honestly a good thing to draw upon here and say this would be a similarity would be if K-State all of a sudden isn't in the Big 12 anymore. The Big 12 dissolves and you're not playing major college athletics. That would be heartbreaking and very, very difficult. So I feel for the fans there. And I think that it's a dumb move. The L.A. clearly does not want the team. Bill Plaschke, L.A. Times columnist, wrote today that, hey, we don't want you. So there's not a whole lot of open arms welcoming him into L.A. A lot of stuff that doesn't make sense. However, I will say that while there's been some funny fallout from the new logo change for the Chargers, I do think that this is a scenario where Twitter just going with the mob mentality and people trying to be upset about something and make fun of something just took over. That is what has happened with the logo change. So they changed the logo on the Twitter account for the Chargers, and it's an LA where the L and the A basically connect together and they are lightning bolts. Well, people think that it looks like just the Chargers logo interspersed with the Dodgers logo. They're basically making the point that they're ripping off the Dodgers logo. And so a lot of tweets have come out there making fun of it. The Dallas Stars tweeted literally the Cowboys logo just in their shade of green and said, hey, at Dallas Cowboys, is this okay? So that has been a funny thing that's come from the fallout here. The Tampa Bay Lightning, who have just a lightning bolt as their logo, they tweeted out, for the record, us and the Dodgers are just friends. And then the Dodgers tweeted back at him and said, you said you'd call. That's funny. I enjoy that, and I'm all for, like I said, after the Kansas game, I'm all for difficult situation, make light of it, have some fun, utilize social media for that. But everybody just seems to universally be just crushing him, saying this logo's awful. It's just a clear, blatant ripoff. Ultimately, do we really care that much about the logo? Like, this to me is as much of anything as just everybody wanting to make fun of something else, you know? Whatever the reason is, you got to just hammer something. Nothing can ever be good. You're only going to go after it if you think something is wrong. And then mob mentality takes over. Once a few people do it, everybody jumps in and does that. I don't know. Do you think it's that bad? You think the logo is that bad? Either of a plagiarism job or just in general the logo's that bad?
Kinda. I don't really like it. It's too similar to the LA Dodgers, and like you mentioned, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they're not saying it, but they feel like they're kind of being ripped off as well, because not only does it look like the logo, it's kind of similar, but it's the same colors. There isn't even any gold in the new Chargers logo. It's just blue and white.
But who really cares? I mean, I feel like we see similar logos in a lot of situations in cities. The Stars, for instance, I mean, they're the Dallas Stars. The Cowboys use a giant star as their logo. Pittsburgh.
Not the same colors.
Same color scheme in Pittsburgh with the Pirates and the Penguins and the Steelers. That's something that you see in major cities with their sports teams. To me, it's a shrug of the shoulders thing. Okay. They're moving to L.A. They threw together a quick little logo. And by the way, that is another thing that's come out. It apparently is not like the official logo. It's just what they're using right now for some branding, trying to get it out there that the team's moving and have something to fill as a temporary stopgap. I just don't. It's overboard to me. That's internet outrage to me, not something that we really actually care about. I would anticipate it'll blow over pretty quickly. There are much bigger things to worry about than just what the logo is.
Well, there's been reports saying that the Chargers are already regretting the logo. They're thinking about changing it because of all the negativity that's coming back in response, especially on social media.
Well, I mean, of course.
They could have done better.
I'm not saying they couldn't have done better, but it's simple. It's fine.
Why do you really need to change it up anyway? Why can't they just stay with the bolt?
The straight-up lightning bolts?
Yeah.
Well, I can see wanting to have a break there, just a break from the past.
Rams didn't change
make
their
it
logo.
Different. Not really, but they did change the color scheme a little bit. They went back to sort of the old-school color scheme from back when they were actually in L.A. the first time. So I can see that. You know, when the Browns, now I realize, you know, the Browns leaving Cleveland, they totally change and become a different franchise. Like, I actually think that type of thing is the better way to go because, and I'm not saying you have to make it totally new, but new color scheme, new something, just to make a break there. I honestly think that that almost does more for San Diego than anything else. That helps out San Diego a little bit if you do change the logo, change the jerseys that you're wearing, so that you can still have your team from when they were there. That was your team. They're now gone. It's not like your team is playing somewhere else all the way around. I don't know if what I'm saying totally makes sense, but I feel like that would give you more of a sense of finality if you're a fan back in San Diego to say, we had this color scheme, we had this logo, that's now gone, that's retired, the team's leaving, all that stuff is leaving with us too, so that we can still possess that. What moves on is a different entity.
In 15 years, the Rams or Chargers will no longer be in Los Angeles. Calling it right now. Wherever I'm at in 15 years, I'll call it and say, hey, I told you so.
Oh,
whenever it happens.
I'm sure. And I did see a story from The Onion being passed around today that was from 2005. And it said NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue to move all 32 NFL teams to Los Angeles. That was back in 2005. So they had some foresight there with where that was going, much like you're claiming to have right now at this moment in time, Mitch. You Can't Be Serious, which is coming up next. Who knew a kicker could get so fired up? You're listening to The Game.